Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former National Security Agency operative, employee, Wayne Matz, investigative journalist, joins us right now. I'm going to get his take on exactly what Tom Hartman over on XM and syndicated radio was saying about me, that I'm David Koresh and all this stuff. I guess I need to be burned up with my family? Is that what happens to heretics like me that don't trust known lying government? Okay, pray for us, folks, because the White House, through its operatives, are now attacking us. I'm seeing reports every day without looking, and it's really getting bad. And they're saying stuff like, shut me down, shut me up, which then they usually carry out. So, and I've really been feeling creeped out lately, but that's just the way it is. It's victims of our success here, which is the road I walk. It's what I ask for. Julian in Colorado, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
I just think it's just another distraction for Obama to kind of regroup and try and make enough of an effort towards bringing everyone back to his side before the election comes up.
No doubt that it's a distraction from them gearing up to have war with Iran and Syria. That's huge news. Where are you in Colorado?
I'm actually, I work in Commerce City, which is just pretty much due north of Aurora, actually.
What are your friends and family saying? What's your take on this? I mean, I know your take. Well, what's their take?
Yeah, well, my friends and family just pretty much have been following the media and really just believe that he's just a crazy maniac that just went off the deep end, I guess. But, I mean, I personally think it's a little funny because Friday I came into work around 8 o'clock and I didn't know any about the news until I was off on my lunch hour. And right when I was pulling up, I saw three Black Hawk helicopters heading due north from the Aurora area over where I work in Commerce City.
Well, probably Miller time after a good mission completed. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Greg real quick. We're going back to Wayne Madsen. Greg in Colorado, you got any questions or comments?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I got some comments. I've seen so many documents over the last few days from Homeland Security and different fusion centers. I saw one. This was literally hours after the shooting from New Jersey, the New Jersey Fusion Center assessment of the mass shooting. And now they're warning of security agents to watch out for people filming, photographing, or videotaping facilities and security posts.
Yeah, they're using this as the fear to roll out. Just like the underwear bomber was to roll out the scanners, this is to roll out the on-the-street checkpoints. Great point. Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that I thought was rather interesting was the fact that Holmes' father, so the research he was involved with was called Cortronic Neural Networking, which would allow machines to interpret oral and visual stimuli to think like humans. Now, the Anschutz Medical Campus, where the Joker was, supposedly the Joker, if that's who it was, and, you know, this thing gets more bizarre by the day. When that was Fitzsimmons Army Medical Center, they pioneered in the research of chips for prosthetic devices for troops that lost limbs on the battlefield. So there is a legacy of this type of research.
Exactly. Stay there, Greg. I want to hear more about, obviously you work in some security function, but getting these internal alerts. We see a lot of the public ones. They had said that the theater in Colorado would be attacked the month before, and the FBI pulled that warning the day after the attack, last Friday. So why would they pull one of their little fear-mongering things? They might say, hey, see, we told you. We're going to come back to that caller. I'm going to come back to Wayne Madsen straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 24th day of July, 2012. Coming up here at the start of the next segment, documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert is going to be joining us about where Obama really came from in the aftermath of his film, officially coming out today, but we've been selling it for the last month, Dreams of My Real Father, InfoWarsShop.com. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to open the phones up on that subject for people. He's already been on once on the radio with us, once on the nightly news, so that's coming up. But I'm holding Wayne Madsen over because he was formerly with the National Security Agency. He's written for the Miami Herald, you name it. He's there on Capitol Hill, and he's concurring that this has MKUltra mind control written all over it. Multiple shooters, multiple smoke bombs from different angles. The mother saying she didn't say he did it. They just called up and said, is this your son? She said, yeah. Click, and then they wouldn't talk to her. I mean, the whole thing has the scripting, the police chief, day one, saying don't listen to conspiracy theories. All of this, the timing, the UN treaty, all of it. But we just had a caller in the last segment who got cut off by the break. So I want to go back to, which caller was it, John? See, now there's more callers from Colorado. Yes, Greg, that's who I thought. Greg was saying he got these Homeland Security Threat Fusion Center warnings. And again, a lot of these are not public, but they're not classified. Send them to whistleblowers at InfoWars.com. We got the MIAC, Homeland Security Reports over the years. We, you know, publish these where they say veterans are the enemy, the founding fathers are trash, gun owners are evil, America's bad, basically. The TSA is running promos the last year. They will be in shopping malls, movie theaters. I mean, this is the rollout. And so we told you it's coming. And he was saying that, indeed, they're saying, brace, brace. And all over the country, there's hysteria. They're arresting people at movie theaters that just argue. If somebody goes out the back exit, even near the end of the movie, they call the police. The theater is flushed out. Kind of like if one person goes through security without being checked at the airport, everything's shut down and panicking and fear. But 60,000 dead on the U.S.-Mexico border the last 5 years, nobody cares. You know, hundreds of heads being dropped off every year in South Texas and Arizona. Nobody cares. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is the new hype and the make-believe that men in black uniforms are coming to get you. So you got to give your rights up to men in black uniforms. But Corey, I guess, or Greg, I got another Corey there from Colorado. I guess you work in security to be getting these. You, just to recap, you were saying within a matter of hours you were getting all of these messages coming in from different threat fusion centers. So what area do you work in, without being too specific?
Well, I have a friend that's in intelligence, and he passes information over to me. And I have two documents, actually. One's from New Jersey, from the New Jersey Regional Operations Intelligence Center. And, you know, this is literally hours after the shooting. It has a description of James Egan Holmes, his birth date, his age, warning people now that there could be more shootings in casinos, at malls, shopping centers, sports and entertainment venues, schools, including...
Which, by the way, I've said hundreds of times, and we've got to have listeners pull up the videos and audio. I said the next thing will be at shopping malls and all this to roll out the TSA. And the TSA in the last 3 months has been getting their teams ready in all 50 states. And I said, magically, this is going to happen. Isn't this unbelievable?
Here's another. This is from the document. The greatest threat facing security officials today is that of lone offender or homegrown violent extremist. So this is why they want to keep this lone gunman story going. And here's another document I found, Alex. This is literally from Homeland Security within hours after this event took place. And the document's performance venues indicator of violence and prospective measures. And again, this document talks about now watching for suspicious reporting, people at TSA checkpoints, talking about, again, malls and shopping centers.
No, that's what they're saying is if you argue or videotape, you're a terrorist anywhere. So the First Amendment's terror, and this is the new rollout. Do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give you one of our secret bat emails. Will you send that over right now?
Yes. Can I mention a few more things? I saw Batman last night, and I did research on Christopher Nolan. He's probably one of my favorite directors. And so many of his films, I have a suspicious feeling that he's awake to certain things. Last night in Batman, they talk about training exercises during the scene where they take down the football games, correct? Well, what happened here with the shooting in Colorado? There were training exercises. There's a lot of indicators. And one more thing, Wayne, I followed your work. You talked about Howard Hughes and the Mormon Mafia connections tying into Mitt Romney. Well, Christopher Nolan has a film coming out, I believe in the next year or the year after that, about Howard Hughes and his connections to the Mormon Mafia and his eventual death. And one more thing, it's no coincidence, but this weekend here in Aspen, I'm about 10 miles from Aspen, we have the Aspen Security Forum taking place, and the who's who of government intelligence.
The NRA was meeting in Denver during Columbine. I mean, they did that there to demonize them. It's so obvious. Thank you so much. We've got to move because we've only got 5-6 minutes left with Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. But, I mean, Wayne, how many times did we talk about the new rollout is going to be attacks in shopping malls and movie theaters? Because they were scripting it, and now we've confirmed the TSA is deploying into all 50 states, rolling out. My goodness, could they trigger a whole line of sleeper agents?
Well, there's some countries overseas where if you go into a shopping mall or a restaurant, you've got to go through a metal detector. And there's a report that Michael Chertoff was in Denver shortly before this attack.
He was there.
So here we have Mr. Rapiscan, Mr. Mr. Pervert, body scan out there right before this happened, sort of like when Rudy Giuliani happened to be in London with Benjamin Netanyahu during the London transit bombings, and there was a drill going on there as well.
Exact targets hit at the exact time at the exact locations. We did the math. It was from an actuary with a insurance company. Just the basic computer breakdown was something like 1 out of 23 trectagillion.
Right. Yeah, figure the odds. You know, and the other thing I find interesting is this Cortronic neural networking, this man-machine interface. A lot of that work was pioneered by the RAND Corporation. Now, they're a well-known intelligence operation doing all kinds of wacky research.
Well, they're the master planner group.
Well, that's right. And, you know, even Stanley Kubrick made fun of them in the movie Dr. Strangelove when he referred to them as the Bland Corporation. So they've had a long history of coming up with really crazy R&D projects. So their fingerprints are all over this man-machine interface, Cortronic cognitive neurology research as well.
Unbelievable. Listen, I want to, because you brought this up before the last hour ended, can you just recap what you heard Tom Hartman on a syndicated radio show saying about me? Because, I mean, you were moving quick. Are you saying he was implying somehow that my rhetoric is causing this stuff to happen?
Yeah, this is what you're hearing. It's like, there'll be the conspiracy theorists, the kooks will now come out and say there's a plan to seize weapons. He mentioned your name, and then he said, you know, this is the fringe represented by people like David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. And, you know, it's not just Hartman, but you hear the same stuff from these other Obama bots like Bill Press and, Ed Schultz and the rest of them. And it's quite clear that their only reason for existence is to, grandstand for, the administration. Otherwise they wouldn't have these corporate, jobs that they have, if they were, telling the truth. They don't have any, room. And we see what happens with them when somebody's on MSNBC, they start telling the truth, they get fired immediately. Phil Donahue, one case in point.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, it's just so sickening to be funded by George Soros. I mean, Think Progress that they work for is on record, a White House front run by top advisors of Obama. And I mean, if they're worried about Alex Jones, they've got bigger problems, I would imagine, out there. I mean, people know Obama's a crook. They know Holder's a crook. I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
And all you do is give us credibility when you attack us. We only got a minute or two left. I want to get you back up soon about this. What do you make of the NSA now in court admitting they're spying on all communications real time illegally?
Well, there were a lot of whistleblowers came to me before Obama started, bringing charges against people to talk to the press. But I was told this years ago that NSA was doing vacuum cleaner sweeps of communications. Not for any sort of plausible or a predicate, criminal predicate, but just to surf the ether, trying to find what people are thinking, what their politics are, and put them obviously in databases that are labeled, as threats. And this is what's going on. And they're building this huge facility in Utah where they're going to maintain all this data.
And you worked there. I mean, this is super, super creepy and totally illegal. And now Chertoff in Denver said we need the NSA to spy on everybody. That's the answer because of the shootings. Very disgusting.
Absolutely. And, there's a long history of NSA using dupes like Robert Morris Jr. in 88 at Cornell, who released the Internet Worm program. His father was the chief scientist for NSA when that happened. And of course, now that kind of thing is used in cyber warfare strategy on a daily basis.
Well, it's just like our government with Israel released Stuxnet, and now they're using it as the excuse to try to take over the web and take our freedom on the web. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And, again, it's there is no check and balance. The Congress is not doing its job at maintaining supervision over these wacky agencies.
Should I be concerned now that on a daily basis Soros fronts are attacking me? I mean, I used to it was every few weeks. Now it's every day. Should I be worried?
I don't think so. I mean, Soros, with all his money, I think he's very vulnerable.
All right. Thank you so much, Wayne. MadsenReport.com. Find his new book there. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles.
sober leaves us, I'm going to get into the national hysteria where they find a drunk with a backpack and moonshine, and it's like, Batman, run for the hills. I mean, if they see a bump on a log, it's just fall to your knees, shake in fear. Bane's going to get you. Ronald McDonald Joker's going to pop out and kill you. Only Obama and TSA and all the grocery stores can save you. I mean, it is so frightening what's happening. Oh, my gosh, we need martial law immediately, which is all the new Batman movie promotes. I mean, this country is in a fantasy land coma. That's what's going on here. They've admitted all over the news that his real name was Barry Zotero, and no one knows where he was really born, but he said for 16 and a half years he was born in Kenya on his own PR press releases. But it looks like he really was born in Hawaii, but Frank Marshall Davis. The film, Dreams of My Real Father, is available at InfoWarsShop.com. We've had it the last month because they graciously let us put it out first. Today is its official release date, and I wanted to get Joel Gilbert on to give us his take on the aftermath of people starting to see the film, what he makes of Obama and the UN gun treaty. And I want to take calls for Joel Gilbert, any questions you have for him, at 800-259-9231. We'll get to Corey from Colorado as well, but 800-259-9231. Questions for Joel Gilbert about the film. Joel, thank you for joining us today. Good to have you here with us. Out of the gates, I've got to ask you, we've got an article up at InfoWars.com with all these top Democrats saying in the last 2 years that a mass shooting would help Obama connect with the public, but in Oklahoma City would be even better. And now the mother is saying she never said her son did it, that they made that up. They're reporting multiple shooters. I mean, if they ran Fast and Furious, which is a false flag attack, to blame the Second Amendment, would they do something like this? I mean, I know there are folks that say they want to kill 25 million of us in re-education camps, but I guess they wouldn't do something like stage a theater shooting, would they, Joel?
Well, you almost, I hate to say it, but you can't put anything past them because the capitulation, the lies, the dishonesty of the national so-called mainstream media and then some becomes more and more disturbing every day. I was at the National Press Club in Washington last week on Thursday, and I gave a 30-minute speech, and the first thing I said was, any journalist in this building, in the National Press Club, all they have to do is come down and watch the excerpts from my film, Dreams from My Real Father, and they can win a Pulitzer Prize. All you've got to do is talk about the evidence that Obama sold himself to America as the multicultural ideal, a man who stood above politics. That was the story because his father was a goat herder from Kenya, and he would bring people together. And as a result, people perceived him as a nice man and with an inspiring family story. And the national media went with that. But in my film, which you have on your InfoWars store, Dreams from My Real Father, I demonstrate that Obama actually has a deeply disturbing family background, which he intentionally hid, that his real biological and then ideological father was a Communist Party USA propagandist and Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis. Now, while voters will overlook some fudging by politicians to create a false background and promote it to hide an agenda irreconcilable with American values is totally unacceptable. And the only reason he's able to get away with it is because the media will not tell the truth. So don't trust them with anything. That's what I say.
And now they're having to admit that, okay, his dad wasn't tortured by the British in Kenya. It wasn't even his dad. They're having to admit that all these photos are photoshopped and things. I mean, who is this guy? I mean, I agree, Frank Marshall Davis, he talks about him like he's his dad. He hung out with him as a kid a lot. Grandpa brought him over. There was some weird thing between them. Obama says, you know, his grandfather, some unspoken thing with him and Frank Marshall Davis. His mother there posing on the couch naked, and then you see Davis in other photos on that couch. He was a secret pornographer, publisher of, you know, all these porno things. I mean, it's just so seedy and so weird. And then it's the only plausible story. The film is Bombshell, and it's available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. We're going to get the aftermath of this and your phone call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Alex Jones back live here. Director Joel Gilbert joins us. Joel just began to investigate Obama himself and ran into this information, and it turned out separately other investigators had actually talked about this 3 years ago, and it had been on national news. Joel separately discovered people talked about Frank Marshall Davis being his father. Let me tell you, the voice, everything, spitting image, he writes about him almost more than his mother in his book. It just, you got to see the film Dreams of My Real Father, available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We'll get you there. Because when I was first told about this, I don't know, like 3 months ago by Dr. Corsi, because, you know, Corsi's just like, we don't know who he is. We know the official story is not true. I was like, okay, well, yeah, let me see the film. So I got one early. And I was like, wow, this is really convincing. This really makes sense. I'd say I'm about 95% convinced by the film. Everybody I know that sees it just says, oh, my gosh. I mean, you got to see it, all the comparisons, the photos. They visit the house where Frank Marshall Davis lived, where Obama went every week. I mean, this is his daddy. And then you understand why his wife said he was born in Kenya in multiple speeches even 4 years ago. There's video of that. Just pull up. Michelle Obama says he was born in Kenya. And it's put out in all his literature and all of his PR things. You know, hundreds of publications. And we're like, hey, you say you're born in Kenya. We know these birth certificates are fake. And then but your dad doesn't look anything like you. And the State Department said it wasn't your dad and kicked him out. And you got a dead person's Social Security number. And, you know, they said he wasn't named Barry Sotero, but turned out he was. And now they make a joke out of it. It turns out most of the stuff in the book isn't true. And then you got all these weird CIA people. I want to go to calls, but first find out the latest, you know, backlash, whatever's, you know, happened to you, Joel, since you were on with us a few weeks ago on the nightly news and a few months ago on the radio. But today is the official release date of Dreams of My Fathers. Well, Dreams of My, I'm thinking of the book that you then researched for, Dreams of My Real Father. But Aaron Dykes, who's a host of the nightly news here and a researcher, he agrees with your analysis that their enforcer level is a communist brigade model, and they are communist. But above that is all the mega-rich foundations and ultra-wealthy funding. And I've asked you this question, but Aaron, you can just rattle off all the foundation names. So Aaron Dykes, pose your question to Joel Gilbert here, and then we'll get his take on that. Go ahead, Aaron.
Right. Hi, Joel. Yeah, first, I found your film gripping, of course, and everything, but I was wondering, obviously, Hillary's an Alinskyite, but at this point, the Clinton family's very much on the globalist agenda stage, not trapped within a communist thing. And it's the same deal with the Ayers connections. You've got Bill Ayers, a very, you know, Weather Underground, very violent group, part of like almost a proto Occupy Wall Street. But then conversely, his father is a mega rich foundation funded. He sits on what, 10, 15 boards in Chicago. He's on the Searle board, which is what Monsanto became, later merged.
Yeah, they're anti-free market. They want monopolies.
Right. I was just wondering on his take on the larger agenda beyond kind of the glass ceiling of communism.
Yeah, we've found, as the book None Dare Call a Conspiracy shows, there is a mega crony capitalist anti-free market group. Well, Carol Quigley wrote about this.
Let me answer. I can tell you that the style of the socialists and communists is to use anyone and everyone that they can to achieve power. Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's real father, was in charge of bringing blacks into the communist movement in Chicago in the 1930s. Now, he ultimately failed because the blacks were religious people and communism was atheist. Obama goes back to Chicago, follows in his father's footsteps in reverse some years later from Hawaii to Chicago, and he has much more success in recruiting black people to the socialist movement, to ACORN and all the affiliated movements. I can tell you that the communists consider minorities, blacks, Hispanics, rich people, oligarchs, the middle class, simply as pawns that will be discarded once they achieve power.
No, I know. I understand that. Why do the mega rich, in so many cases, fund communists?
I think that they think they can control them and they won't be able to cut off their funding at any point. But I think their interests will ultimately collide and those two groups will eventually part. And I even have new information on Obama that we came out with just last week. I think we sent it in, that we actually discovered on Obama's own Facebook page. He has a picture of him at 12 years old with his mother, grandfather, and half-sister. And we see the hand of Frank Marshall Davis, a black man's hand, attached to Ann Dunham. Obviously, a Photoshop forgery.
Now, this is incredibly bad. Why are always the forgeries so bad?
I think it's because if you're the president of the United States, you can't put an ad in the Washington Post or on Craigslist that says, if you need, I need a forger, please contact 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You have to rely on someone very, very close to you that would never testify against you. It has to be literally a close person or family member who happens to know a little Photoshop. So that's why I believe he's stuck making bad forgeries. And if you look on Obama's Facebook page or on my website, obamasrealfather.com, you can see an obvious forgery from Obama where he's doing a pattern, what I say is a pattern of document forgery to hide the role.
Yeah, we've got the new video. We're rolling it right now. In fact, I'm going to have – guys, ask Kurt Nemo, please, to post this in the tiles at Infowars.com right now. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is just crazy. But undoubtedly, from your own research, there are the mega rich funding communism, and what they want is a world monopoly where the globalists are exempt from the laws, but within the country, they squeeze and destroy the middle class.
I think the middle class has always been a target of the communists, all the way back to Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. They hated the middle class, and Obama's lie of his campaign is to say that he wants to help middle-class families. In fact, socialist economies don't have a middle class. They just have one lower class. All these policies, health care, wealth redistribution, it's all about eliminating the upper and middle class to create a massive lower class with political elites that control the wealth and control the government. We've seen it a million times in Europe, in Russia.
No, it creates hell on earth. Larry Graffold, as you know, you're speaking at a conference with him very soon. He was on about a week and a half ago with us, and you know, we were playing the clips of where they were talking about how they were going to put 100 million in camps, kill 25 million, and licking their lips. I mean, mainly these are a bunch of just gibbering, demonic, psychopath control freaks.
And the disturbing part is, no matter how much good information we put out, I put out this film as a cohesive understanding of Obama's life history from his tutelage from his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, through his relationship with the Bill Ayers and the Ayers family. And we can't get the media to cover it. So I told you a couple weeks ago that I was going to announce a way to reach everybody in America since they would not cover this important story. So now I'm going to tell you what it is. We are mailing, we've secured funding to mail, starting, it's already in the process, starting 2 weeks from today, we're going to mail a free copy of a couple hundred thousand DVDs to addresses in Ohio and Virginia. That's starting in a few weeks. And from there, we're going to expand across all the United States as much as we can, depending on the funding we get. And that way, there'll be a grassroots knowledge of this story. People can really see what Obama's real deadly Marxist agenda is for America and how it will really affect the middle class. And it's nothing about helping them. It's about eliminating them.
Hey, what about mailing 10,000 to Congress? That would be effective as well.
Well, I was on Capitol Hill last week, and I dropped several copies amongst sympathetic, hopefully, members of Congress. But generally, they're afraid to talk about it. A lot of the mainstream media say, we've seen the film, we agree with you, this is shocking, this is blockbuster, but we're afraid. And I said, look, we're going to send out hundreds of thousands of copies. And they said, well, once people talk about it more, then maybe we can talk about it. So I appreciate you, Alex, that you're unafraid.
Well, it is important for people to hit the barbed wire first so others can follow the trailblazers like yourself. And, you know, more and more the media is starting to report on a lot of the things that are happening, like Fast and Furious and other areas. But, you know, the fact is Obama has been caught lying about his past a bunch, so no one can then criticize us if we start investigating it deeper. I want to go to some phone calls, but I wanted to ask you, what else has come out new other than the doctored photos you found on their Facebook on Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, whatever his real name is, I guess, Barack Hussein Davis. President Davis, what else have you learned? What type of backlash have you experienced?
I haven't gotten much backlash because mainstream media wants to ignore me, though Media Matters has written a couple of nasty articles the last few days.
Now, nobody reads George Soros' publication, yeah.
Yeah, I did receive hundreds of emails from concerned Americans. One was very touching. It was from a Vietnam veteran. He said to me, we're on the verge of losing the Constitution. Freedom and liberty are in jeopardy. As a Vietnam veteran, I ask, what did I fight for? That's what he emailed me. So I'm very encouraged by a number of people that have written in and said, can you please share this with millions so we can get the message out about what's really happening to the government and what Obama's real political foundation is. I think I've proven in my film that his political foundation is in a Stalinist version of Marxism, and that's why he showed up, admittedly, at Occidental College at 18 years old as a committed revolutionary Marxist, in his own words, and he's been pursuing the dreams from his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, his entire life.
Now, it's great to mail this out to 200,000 people in key states to get coverage. But if people want to air this on Access TV, I guess they just email you to get permission?
Correct.
Okay. Let's go to some calls. Most of them are for you, Joe, Colin, Jesse, Mark, and others. But Corey's been holding since the last hour, or the start of this hour, from Colorado on the shooting. Let's get his take real quick on that event. Very fortuitous for Obama. We have top Obama advisors. Not one, not two, not three, but four in an article titled Democratic Operatives Urge Obama to Seize on Attacks. That's a good headline by Paul Watson, Alex Jones, but I think I may change the headline to Democratic operatives, tell Obama attacks will help him or something like that, because that's really what it says. It's amazing information. I'm now talking to journalists. I've been blamed by Tom Hartman, basically, that it's my fault things are happening. And I guess wherever they're on the radio. And then I guess I've also Rush Limbaugh has been blamed by NBC. They said, talk show hosts like that. And they hearken back to Clinton after Oklahoma City blaming people. So this is very, very dangerous situation. Corey in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been a fan of yours for about 8 or 9 years. I've bought all your videos.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to tell you something that I think is kind of important. Years ago in that tech shooting, you were gone that day, and I drove home, saw the flags were half-staffed, and I came to my office, I turned your show on, and the other gentleman was there, and you were gone, and they put us on the air live, and those kids, as you know, were being shot at. They were listening to your show. We were telling them to run from the black ops, that they were not there to protect them. And at that particular time, I was a personal friend with a black op. He was running for his life because he left the black ops, and they wanted him to go do a mission, and he refused to do it. So he was in hiding. He was calling me from all over the country and all over the world in hiding. But right after that tech shooting, and I was on live on the air on your show exposing that, within 45 days, a black op helicopter came over to my house and flew right above my house, and I could see the pilot's face.
Well, ma'am, a lot of that is they fly around with infrared cameras and grids looking for marijuana growing, and it's wrong to have the Department of Defense doing that. But just because a helicopter flies over your house does not mean they're coming to get you. But I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to now the first caller holding, listening on 90.1 FM in Austin, Texas. Mark, you're on the air with the director of Dreams of My Real Father, Joel Gilbert. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, Joel, let me tell you that I ordered your movie through InfoWarsStore.com or what have you with the address, and I loved it. It was perfect. Did a very great job, and I felt like a fat kid trapped in a cake factory, you know what I mean? It was just one of those things where I couldn't stop watching, and I've been working for years on getting my fiancé to wake up, and she finally woke up after this movie. So
yeah, it's
job,
chillingly buddy. Convincing, to quote my dad, because my dad came over and got one like a month ago when we first started selling it, early before it even came out officially. And he said, I want to see this. And I saw him a few days later. He was out visiting with his grandchildren. And I said, well, what'd you think of it? He says, chillingly convincing. And I said, ooh, that's a good quote, chillingly convincing. Do you have any questions for Joel Gilbert?
Yeah, one thing about the whole fake documents issue, I think you're just being a tad bit naive on that, because even the most corrupt president always has very expert, Photoshop people at his disposal. I think the reason they're doing that is because, and Alex, I'd like your comments on this after I ask, I'll hang up and listen, but I think that he's doing it because of the whole, we have to show you what we're doing before we do it to you issue. You know, everything has to be laid out. You have to have signed off on all of it, and they're just making it obvious, and they're rubbing it in our faces.
Well, I don't agree. I think it's very hard to forge documents and keep the loyalty of a person who would go to jail for forgery. That has to be someone very close to you. So I wouldn't think it's any more complicated than simply Obama puts out these documents like the mysterious hand of Frank Marshall Davis that they accidentally left in the photo with Ann Dunham, who they photoshopped in. So I think it's a pattern of document forgery to hide Frank Marshall Davis by amateurs.
Well, Joel, let me raise this point. I've talked to a lot of retired, pretty famous intelligence operatives. One of them's Dr. Steve Pachinik. And he said, you don't have to worry too much about them killing you, though you've exposed this Bin Laden hoax. And so he said they might come after you for that. Because he said he got a lot of current and former British MI6, Mossad, and U.S. intelligence called up basically, get in his face about it when he came on and said that whole thing was fake. He said it years ago on the show and said they would do it later. But the point is he explained they like to get big committees in NATO and the UN to agree. So everyone votes and then everybody has plausible deniability for murders and crimes. That's why Obama wants this authorization to kill U.S. citizens from Congress secretly. He can then say, well, I have a law, NDAA. And so there's a lot of paperwork involved. You don't just go to one of these. Sure, they'll create fake documents for agents to infiltrate countries. But when it's the president, the blackmail power of that And especially when you're not trusted in agencies of government, because there's a lot of good people in there, you've got to go to your wife. You've got to, I mean, I know Corsi thinks he knows who's doing it. Do you guys have any idea? Because Corsi hasn't said so far.
I haven't been researching that. I know that the sheriff's office in Phoenix has a person of interest as to who's been forging these documents. But it's been a pattern of forgery, a pattern of intimidation that I see by Obama, intimidating the Supreme Court, trying to engage in all kinds of anti-democratic behavior that's typical of the Marxist worldview, to impose a type of Stalinist Marxist agenda upon the middle class.
You mean a North Korean heaven?
North Korea, East Germany, this is what...
Because, I mean, wait a minute. I mean, I'm going to challenge you. Obama said if you have a business, you didn't build it. You didn't make your film, Joel, and I'm not doing this radio show. The government's doing this show right now. Of course, we shouldn't joke. They've got EAS taking over radio more and more. I mean, thank God for government.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joel Gilbert is our guest. Joel, the way Mitt Romney's acting when Obama calls him a criminal, Romney doesn't respond with, hey, you ran fast and furious. Romney is just floundering around. People say, well, he's the lesser of two evils. More and more, I think Romney may be a ringer. if not consciously, his handlers are. Now Rupert Murdoch is endorsing gun control. So is Bill Kristol. So now if I'm not for turning my guns in, I'm a liberal now. I mean, in the new world, you're a liberal if you're not for communism. You're a good conservative if you're for turning your guns in.
Well, it's amazing how you talk about Rupert Murdoch. I had my run-in with Newsmax.com. So some of these news outlets that we think are conservative and we look to them to shed some light on things are kind of capitulating to the Obama-David Axelrod agenda out of some kind of fear. Newsmax pulled my ad campaign. I had paid for a banner ad campaign when my film first came out. They pulled it right 5 minutes before it ran, and I said, why did you pull the ad? They said, well, we're trying to move to the center. So the amount of fear out there is just incredible, and the capitulation to the agenda that Obama and Axelrod are setting is just mind-boggling. I visited Russia 25 years ago when I was a student. I visited families of the refuseniks that were trying to leave Russia for 1 week. It was an amazing experience. You would see how there was no food in the stores. I would ask people, how come there's no food? How come there's nothing to buy in the stores? And they would say, well, in communism, you have to be at work 8 hours a day, but you don't have to actually work. You just have to be at work. So I saw the economic disaster, the physical disaster.
The heavenly. Come on. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Are you about to tell me that North Korea isn't the heaven of Earth?
This was no socialist utopia. This was hell on earth, was Marxism and communism. And I experienced it, and everybody was afraid to talk. I would ask questions. They'd say, well, we have to go over here. We can't talk in public. I am just very disturbed that.
Well, you got to have a permit to talk in public. Come on.
Well, this is what's happening here. The media is afraid to talk. I'm just shocked at the parallel to what I saw in communist Russia in the 80s. When I was there for a week.
Well, you're just a bad person. You don't recognize freedom when you see it. Let's talk to Jesse in New Orleans. You're on the air with an extremist who doesn't like Stalin. Welcome, Jesse.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I've called you a lot in the past, and it always seems to be about something that's big going on, and it just so happens Obama is going to be coming down here to New Orleans tomorrow or tonight. And he's actually, his entourage is staying at our hotels. He's going to be at the Lowe's. And I'm trying to get together a group of people to go down there and bullhorn him about the UN weapons ban treaty. And
well, you know, if somebody makes a bet at that hotel, they didn't do it. Or if somebody fries an egg for the president, they didn't fry it. Government did it. You're going to be near the fount of creation today. Are you preparing to bow?
I've got my knee pads ready for the groveling.
Well, you're talking to the guy that makes it all happen there, I tell you. The grass is going to grow faster when he's in town. So what time are you planning on talking badly with a bullhorn to our gracious leader?
I was looking to get together probably around 6 o'clock. I'm not really sure right now because I just got all the information together about where he was going to be. But I'm trying to get all my friends together, and I just posted it on Planet InfoWars to try and get some more people to join us.
Good. What's the name of your group at PlanetInfoWars.com?
InfoWars NOAA.
InfoWars
NOAA?
O-L-A. All right, fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.